Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, if the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could have kicked a habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the walls gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time.
This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here.
This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for stitching magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife.
This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Alrighty, and it's the Shelly Nunchuck Show on Ninja Sunday. It's raining like a storm up here. Woo-hoo! Anyway, I'm here, and kitties seem to be very nice. My little true furball co-hosts, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa. I think they're going to start, like, taking their little nap now. Hey, you! Be good boy. He's starting to, like, calm down a little bit. Now, since it's radio, people do not see what goes on behind the scenes, even though they're calming down right now. Rocky Balboa is, like, still kind of a kitten a year old, and he's like, he's actually needing the blanket right now, getting ready to lay down. He's like, pet me. So he's been a good kitty. And Jackie Chan Kitty is now resting. So good little fur ball co-host. Yes, yes, yes. I am the crazy cat lady, not married, don't have a boyfriend or husband, and I have cats. So I am embracing the crazy cat lady. Yep, yep, yep. Anyway, on with the show. Ninja Sunday, my favorite day of the week. Woohoo! That's all I gotta say. I'm starting off once with my promo here, the Sarah Joy Foundation. Anybody that likes to make a donation to the Sarah Joy Foundation, it is actually part of my extended family. The Sarah Joy Foundation, you can check on Facebook and go there and check it out. This is the long description. The Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation, as a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Karen, her last year, did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed in four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, you would like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah we had before she passed. It is amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy the life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers in spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Now, I posted the picture where you see Eric with Sarah's husband and her two young sons. Now, Sarah was actually pregnant with her second son. She did not want to receive any treatment for fear of hurting her unborn son. Thus, Sarah lost her battle to cancer. So this is how the foundation was started. So if you want to check it out, please go to the page. Any donations will be greatly appreciated. And yes, this is my extended family members. So if you want to check it out, please feel free to do so. And I'm actually, today, I just want to tell everybody, I am working on getting guests for my show. I'll be reading some things, playing some music, just having fun, because it is, once again, Ninja Sunday. Dun-da-da! Okay, now, I'm actually pulling up my page here, my hub pages, and I like to write. You know, it's not going to about winning awards, it's just about writing. That's all I'm trying to do is learning on this page here, but I use it as a tool to learn how to write. And anybody can actually, you know, sign up, join it. I've done like 121 hubs. You know, just writing. Once again, it's not to win any awards, but just like they say, if you want to learn how to write, just write. So that's all I'm doing, sitting out there right there. So the first thing I wanted to read, and once again, I will be playing some music today. This one's titled, Never Lower Your Standards and Never Ever Settle for Less Than You're Worth. And you put pictures and stuff if you want, and I post the picture, Never Lower Your Standards. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say, I am imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We've made mistakes, but remember, your past bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you do have a learning experience, just remember never to do it again. I learned never to settle and has brought grand happiness into my life. I'd once settled, it was the biggest mistake in my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait. Before you make the biggest mistake of your life, well, you do learn from your mistakes. I know I repeat, but you know something? There's a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path. You know what your path is, and it's etched into your heart and soul. There's nothing written, but you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you will regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It's just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. Oh, I did a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what happened? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That, indeed, is a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If you really think about it, if God's supposed to create all living things, do you think God would really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they're bad because they are different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. But maybe we can all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our paths and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people think like I am, but my mind was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself with people who have the knowledge to pass on to me. And then in return, I can pass it on to others also. Sometimes you learn through people and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake. And believe me, you find those people that are good, your life will become golden too. Okay, going on my profile here. Let's see. Like I said, I'm just reading some stuff today. I have no planned guests for today. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. It's like I multitask. Nobody sees what I do on here, but I'm actually just checking out something, some comments and stuff. So I'm trying to open that up and look at my hub pages and try to find another one here. Let's see. What do I want to... Let's see. Okay. Let me see. Okay. I'm just going to post this. I'm going to post on my page here. Reading live on the air. Okay. This one's titled, "My Freedom in My Life May Make Some Unhappy, But I Don't Regret Anything. I Love My Freedom." And these two pictures, it says, "The day she let go of the things that were weighing her down was the day she began to shine the brightest. I am a free spirit, either admire me from the ground or fly with me, but don't ever try to cage me. Feeling good about my life, it is because I value life and freedom. People live with regrets and say they wish they never did what I did in the past. Why? If you solely had the free will to do things in the past, does that not teach you right from wrong? My life may be a little bit different than a lot of people, but there are a few things I have obtained by wanting and willing to accept peace, real love, and freedom. I don't live in a modern-day jail in which most people will be bound to a house mortgage payment that will have to struggle until almost their dying day and will never be able to enjoy the freedom or breathe easier because of the struggle. Most people can't enjoy life and can't retire at 65 anymore and are able to enjoy the end of days of life and have to keep working. Some people do work because they enjoy the work they do. But mostly everyone I've come across in the past honestly cannot stand their jobs in which it keeps them away from their families to make the money, but they spend more time getting sick while at a place that makes them more and more miserable. How is that in existence? Yes, of course, you have to pay rent and bills, but how much is your health at risk if you have to worry where the money is going to come from? How many people that go to jobs that make them sick have to visit doctor's office so much and get a lot more colds and strained muscles or have to get a lot of checkups because of being in places they are not happy at or not at all happy with the people around them that make them miserable? I speak of my life and how things have come about in my own life. I seriously do not want to go back and ever change anything." Clear my throat here. "I live with no regrets at all because I wouldn't have become as happy as I am today, right now, right at this moment. I wouldn't be able to look out into the world and see real beauty and things to truly go in this world if I was too busy to make sure that I go to a job that makes me sick and only brings sickness, which would age me a lot faster and help me step one foot faster in the grave. I do call myself more of a free spirit. I look at myself and realize I'm truly blessed than a lot of people in today's society. I may have a little bit less, but do you know that when I talk of my happiness, when I go to a gym or fitness center or to the mountains or to the oceans, that some people are not happy with my way of living because some people will be forever stuck in unhappiness and misery and never get out. I'm thankful that I was saved and being waking up for a while now, being thankful for my life. Truly, my life has taken a turning point in which I want to move to the West Coast of California and be in the warmth. Yes, I know, like any place, you need to support yourself, but in learning of better jobs and better careers, while not have to live in a life in misery like most people. I think with age, you are granted more wisdom. My eyes are wide open. I mean, take for example, and this may not be for everyone, but how many women cannot exist without a man? They say they can, but they jump from one man to the next or have to be in some sort of relationship to be validated as a human being. Some women cannot function fully unless they are indeed locked at the hip of a man because either that is all they know or maybe society just keeps programming each generation to have to be with a man. I think I'm glad I could have taken a step back to further myself to see how much value I really am worth because I don't think being in a relationship with someone, I should have to sleep my way to the top and nearly spread my legs just to have a future by being with a man. Some women have their sights on having it all. Well, meaning they're all. But at the same time, they're discovering their inner beings, the roots of their heart and soul, and then can fully give themselves to another without really taking from another part and finding true love that way. Women that can step back do see their worth and sometimes end up in better relationships would actually bloom from a little seed of deep, passionate little spark, which grew into a big flame that started a fire and bloomed into a great big explosion of passion that they find that one person who doesn't have to complete them, but they are already a whole person. When taking a step back with a man or woman and looking deep within ourselves and seeing what we truly are and what we are truly about, we can see that we are indeed worth taking the time to get to know ourselves and can breathe a lot easier. I've seen more people, well, basically, I've asked the heavens more and more to show me more healthy relationship with men and women, and the heavens have. These couples are healthy examples because they grow with each other. They both expand with a true loving connection without each one using each other to get ahead. They are the type of couples more people should be writing about because as each of these couples become great examples of no toxicity and more positivity. Again, I feel lucky and know that each day is a true blessing, and I can't say I am thankful enough to have the freedom to breathe and not have to deal with things most people have to deal with. I also think because of the way I'm living and taking a step back, my health has improved so much over the years. I think everything does start with your inner self and your inner core. Of course, if you don't have health, then that's nothing going to matter anyway. You can be a very rich person, but once again, you don't have health, then nothing else is going to matter. Okay. Let's see. Oh, yes, it's Eric Lee Day. I forgot to post that. Where is it? I think it's Eric Lee Day. I actually met Eric Lee. Where is it? I'm trying to post this. Oh, yes. Okay, Eric. It's not posting. It's slow. I don't know what's happening. Oh, come on. Okay, why isn't it letting me share in this? Okay, let me post about this. Okay, I'm just posting. Is a roast for man I have met. Let me see if I can tag him. Trying to tag. Okay, why won't it be tagged? L-P-E. Let me tag. No. Okay. I wish I was there today. Okay. All right, I'm posting. Let's see. And my page has frozen. Okay, got that. Okay, this is a delightful afternoon screen of Eric Lee's documentary and roasting at an undisclosed location. Lunch and refreshments be provided. Must RSVP to attend due to limited seating. So I guess you can check it out. It's 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. I'm just posting that up. Yeah, I actually met him. And if you want to check it out or Eric Lee and learn about him, you can always go to my Facebook page. Okay, let's see. Oh, I want to start playing a song. Let's see. Let's see, who do I want to play? Okay, trying to get this up. I'm trying to post and type with one hand. playing. I'm going to play If I Could Fly. Okay. Ah, it's not letting me check right. By homeboy, Tony J. Tony James. I think he's going by that, right? Tony James. Okay. All right, I'm going to play some music. I'm going to play a couple songs, and we'll post all the other stuff on my page. So this is Tony J, If I Could Fly, and I'll be back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. Money, that's all I know. I'm blowing out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one like me. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like and now we taking off. Just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you, I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
Let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up, time's up. I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back and we can travel the world. Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings.
If I can fly, if I can fly,
and they say that I crack. Throw the lights at too much on a mountain top. Well, you lived in the dark for so long, I'm just tanned. I look better with a glow. I'm unbreakable.
I'm unbreakable.
Caterpie, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9 y'all, yeah. Tricep. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chilling in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh. You just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was death a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this.
Word, you are that girl I've been looking for.
Yeah.
From all eyes get to see you. Dibble in his place, pearly whites across the face. Body straight lace, running apple bottom waist. I probably get a drink and convert. Your body's rich, but I'm trying to see what your mind's worth. Trust, love, I ain't playing games with your heart. I'm beyond the backstreets, I wanna love you from the start. Wanna reach new heights, the one who is possible. Redefine love to those who find it impossible. I'm trying to turn your grin into a smile. Stretch out these few steps and then stretch them to a mile. I'm talking about a dinner for two, rendezvous, top of the hub, downline view. Cause baby, you a star in my eyes. I think I found the girl in my dreams. Surprise, surprise.
Now let me tell you the story about this cool outcast. They call him Caterpie, the one over the track. He's a down cool brother, he count his number. And he's just getting started, getting bread in the butter now. Shorty, if you're looking for a dude to be down, every moment, every second, he'll be around. Cause he'll always have your back, no matter the attack. Cause baby, you're that girl, and you know that's a fact. And that's why
you are that girl I've been looking for.
My time is for you.
And I'm back. It's Ninja Sunday on the Shelly Nunchuck Show and playing some music and reading some of my writings from my hub pages. Next one up, avoid negative energy vampires and look for positive angels. And they actually, in the little picture, it says avoid negative people, for they are the greatest destroyers of self-confidence and self-esteem. Surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you. Radiate with positive angels. Your inner core depends upon it. If you seem to feel sick around certain people all the time, it could be a warning sign. Most likely, they might be negative energy vampires. I've learned about this in my own personal life experiences. I've learned to get away from the bad negative energy vampires that feed off of good energy, and usually those people are very envious of those that do have clean, good energy that radiates from themselves. If you feel much more relaxed when away from certain people, that means something. People don't know how to get away from those negative sucking vampires, because if they do realize, the best thing to do is to get as far away from them as possible. Sometimes a person can hide what they truly are, but still can give off a sick energy that when around other people will make those people sick around them. The best defense is to focus on your inner core and start recognizing signs. Does it seem like no matter what you do, those people will not be happy with anything good you do in your life? Do people only seem to like anything you do, but you feel like those smiles are really fake smiles and people are just pretending? Do people seem to try and just be too nice around, only to be another way around behind your back? And those are just the tiny things that could be touched on. But once you start picking up more and more on those things for your own sake, run away from people like that. And if you have articles or anything that is connected with the person or persons that are energy-sucking negative vampires, burn those things or throw them away. Never, ever keep an article of clothing or a piece of jewelry that was once in your life. Get rid of those things. You may think that there were good times in your life with negative sucking energy vampires and want to keep something that reminds you of good times, but what does that do when you simply don't want any reminders of a person or people that you don't want to be associated in your life? Your best effort is to cleanse yourself and don't let your spirit be burdened by the things from the past. Absorb good, golden, positive, glowing light. Keep asking the universe to attract good, positive, influential people who will help you grow, become more positive, help you move on with your life. If people are dragging you down for any reason, don't accept things about you. It isn't because you're just being yourself. More likely, it is that person or people you were once associated because of insecurities they have within themselves. That is no skin off your nose. Once you start to cleanse yourself, your health will improve. I'm living proof because this is exactly what happened for me. So I continue to look for more and more influential people who will help me grow more. I don't like to feel stifled in any way, shape, or form. There's a huge world out there, and some people will never see that, and it will be stuck in that one place. It is their own misery. They will never be happy with themselves, so they will never be happy about anybody else's lives. So they have the need to put others down when they think they feel good. But it is an ongoing battle that they are dealing with so much stuck negative energy that they become socially constipated with hate, and it consumes them because that's all they will ever know about. I'm glad I don't have to live my life like that and can keep growing more. I'm thankful to get up every day and keep learning and growing. I'm thankful that I get to sit and have talks with people who are successful and help others by reaching out their hands and help others to bring them up another level in their life. I have a lot of gratitude in my life today because I've seen the light. As corny as that may sound, I seriously have seen the light and will keep following that light. And what you know, as long as I follow that light, it just stays in front of me. I can't explain in words the light, but it's like a feeling and a desire to want to feel alive more and more as I get older. Maybe they're right. They say wisdom comes with age, and I don't know. Maybe slowly I'm gaining a little bit of wisdom more and more as time goes on. I don't want to stop my growth and learning how to grow and keep growing. Maybe in a way someday I will give back and extend my hand and help others to see the positive radiant light they can follow and help them to stay on track. Well, I do know that I have been enlightened more and more, and this is something that I want to keep letting and growing and glow inside of my heart and soul. Who knows where my life will end up in the future? I do know that I am indeed happy, more fulfilled in my life today than I have been in many years. I guess like they said, as we get older, there is more wisdom we do attain, whether it's from getting it from experience or sitting with other people who have the life experience more than us, or whether it is because we just learn. whatever it may be, it has to be that special glowing feeling that feels good inside. It will keep us growing. Thankful to get up each and every day. Like they say, each day is a new present, and I intend to open one just like a little kid does on Christmas Day. Okay, let's see. I'll read the next one. I think I'm going to read one more. Let's see. And then get back to music. Let me see. Okay. Let me put this one up. Okay, I'm going to read this one now. And I'm posting it on. Yeah, let's see. I'm just posting it on my Facebook page. Where is it? Okay. This one's called "It Doesn't Matter What Anyone Says About the Things You Do, Who Cares About Haters? You Can Make Things Happen, Don't Worry About Haters." And the picture says, "The strong-minded rise to the challenge of their goals and dreams. The weak-minded become haters. Don't mind the haters. They only hate because they can't do what you can do. It doesn't matter what you do for yourself in your life while others aren't happy with what you're doing. More than likely, if you have contentment with your life, it doesn't matter what anyone says. I don't follow people. I lead my own life. I learn in life to succeed, to have to climb obstacles, but in time will overcome them. With social media, there are many keyboard warriors, and that's all they are, keyboard warriors and nothing more. I look for myself to better myself and want to get six-pack abs and work on my dreams. No matter what anyone says, I go out and make things happen for myself, and I do all the work. Once again, I want six-pack abs. I'm working on it without the aid of a stomach operation, without the aid of Botox, without the aid of liposuction, without the aid of steroids, and without the aid of any type of surgery. Say that 5 times fast. No hands, the work of my slowly evolving six-pack abs. Maybe not all women want them, and honestly, I don't care what anyone thinks or says because it is something I'm working very hard on in the gym and fitness center. I'm happy that I'm able to go to the center as many times as I want and happy with the atmosphere in the center. To me, in life, I've proven many people wrong with things I want to do in my life. And at this point in my life, I don't care what anyone says because whatever anyone says or writes about me, I can shut the computer off and shut down all social media and just hit the fitness center. I'm working on many things in my life. I don't know if you can call people haters. Maybe I don't. But I think when people are miserable within themselves, they want to take the misery out on other people. And let you just go on and keep doing that I love in my life. I know nothing can stop me, and I am the only one that can stop myself. Even after writing these articles, I'm finished. I'm going to hit up the fitness center and enjoy my time working out. It doesn't matter about haters because my life is filled with rewarding things in my life, and that I accomplished, and that's why I feel very completed as a human being and a woman. I have found the strength to do the things in my life and can stand on my own 2 feet while achieving things I want to do in my life. Not everyone has to live their lives the same way, but basically I know I can keep improving my life with things and goals that I will keep working on. Sometimes social media can really be a joke, but it is indeed a good networking tool. But I mean, come on. Do you think keyboard warriors think that because they can say it right bad about someone that's going to stop them? No, I just don't think so. So you have to laugh at keyboard warriors and haters. It's good to stay focused in life. It helps to make your heart sore. The best thing is to keep going and don't stop. Granted, a cat nap or two along the way is great. Believe me, I like to cuddle up like a little kitty cat, just like anybody else, helps to re-energize myself. Life is very beautiful, and yes, 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 you do have to take the bull by the horns and go for a ride. The rides I take in life by taking the bull by the horns is worth it. Granted, sometimes I don't know where these wild rides by a bull may take me, but if there are chances in life I can take, I'm going to take them. I try to do things, and if I fall down, the best thing to do is rise up like a flaming phoenix and just rise above and maybe just take tiny baby steps one at a time. You got to remember, you got you to rely on yourself, and to have your own free will to make things happen. Sure, you could be handed anything in life, but then you can't say that you actually worked for it in the first place. You were given it. I have much more satisfaction in knowing when I work for something that gives me a lot of joy in my life. I have nothing to prove to anyone because my life is my own hands, and in my own hands I can move mountains that people said I'd never move, and guess what? I have. Mm-hmm. I don't have to rub it in people's faces that I did things they said I wouldn't do and did them because I know I can do the things I want whether people believe me or not. I know that I'm the one that can make things happen, and believe it or not, if you work for something very high, you too can make things happen for yourself. Sometimes some things may take a little bit longer to achieve, but in the end, it will be well worth the fight because you are the one that will overcome those struggles and obstacles in life. Yes, once again, it will be well worth it. Remember, you can make things happen for yourself as long as you work for things in life. It is beautiful to know that we have free will to do what we want in our life. I know right after I'm done with writing this article, I have my own free will to work out at a fitness center, and so I enjoy the environment in the fitness center. Mm-hmm. So never mind any haters, anyone that says you can't do something in life. You know why? Because those that are haters and say you can't do the things in your life that you probably already did, well, those people are never going to be able to do the things you ever have done. Have a good day. Something I wrote here. Let's see. I have to tag someone. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Okay, I'm just posting this. Okay, playing. It's going to be Jay Gianni. I won't let it. Playing live on the air right now. Inspiration. Inspiration by Boston's beloved son. Okay, Jay Giannone. Okay, I'm going to post that. All right, now I'm going to be playing some music and playing Jay Giannone's song, Inspiration, and I will be back.
Hip-hop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, but can happen if you grind. I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Alrighty, and that was Boston's beloved son, Jay Gianni, out there doing his thing. Get ready to catch him in Black Mask, starring Johnny Depp, and he actually plays the detective that takes actually out the movie that it's based on, Wendy Bulger, back in South Boston. Jay Gianni's playing a good guy, the detective, so check that out, Black Mask, starring Johnny Depp. He gets to work with them. He's been working out there doing his thing in Hollywood, and I'm going to actually end the show with Delusions of Grandeur, and this is a future guest, former band member from Menudo, Angelo Garcia. The song Delusions of Grandeur is actually about people who have dreams and the naysayers and haters who are against the person's dreams and say it's never going to happen. It's the person that has the dream that proves all those people wrong. Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning and supporting, and looking forward to more guests on Shelly's show here today, Shelly Nunchuk Show. And it is Ninja Sunday. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your day. Ciao.
Delusions of grandeur. Oh.